ghost, aliens, and beyond. Supernatural Story Scares.
Hi all, welcome back to Supernatural Story Scares. I'm your host Phil from Ghost, Aliens and Beyond. We have a special guest today, Alice from Alice's Magical Podcast. She's with her dad Nick, who is a very big part of the After Dark Podcast Network. Now, this is a special podcast. It's not a scary story for adults. This is a young 7-year-old reading a story that she enjoys. What's a little bit spooky. So please enjoy it. And also, with an added twist, we've made it 4D. So listen to it with your headphones on. Now, I hope you enjoy this. And over to Nick and Alice.
Are you ready for a spooky story? I said, are you...
Oh, sorry about that. I had something in my throat. My name is Nick. I host many podcasts that you may or may not be familiar with, such as Disney Parks and Beyond, that Universal podcast, and many others. Phil has kindly asked my daughter, who has her own podcast called Alice's Magical Podcast, to read a spooky story. Now, I did want to get something a bit more spooky, but she's 7 and also she doesn't like very scary things. So I let her choose a book and you will now hear a read from that very book. Cheers!
Hello, and my name is Alice and I'm going to read Janet and Alan Elberg's Funny Bones. This is how the story begins. On a dark, dark hill, there's a dark, dark town. In the dark, dark town, there's a dark, dark street. In the dark, dark street, there's a dark, dark house. In the dark, dark house, there's a dark, dark staircase. In the down the dark, dark staircase, there's a dark, dark cellar. And in the dark, dark cellar, some skeletons lived. There was a big skeleton, a little skeleton, and a dog skeleton. One night, the big skeleton sat up in bed. He scratched his skull. "What shall we do tonight?" he said. "Let's take the dog for a walk," said the little skeleton, "and frighten somebody." "Good idea," the big skeleton said. So the big skeleton and the little skeleton and the dog skeleton left the dark, dark cellar, climbed the dark, dark staircase and stepped out into the dark, dark street. They walked past the houses and shops. They walked past the zoo and the police station. They went into the park. The big skeleton scratched his skull. "What should we do now?" he said. "Let's play on the swing," said the little skeleton, "and throw a stick for the dog and frighten somebody." "Good idea," the big skeleton said. So the big skeleton, the little skeleton and the dog skeleton walked around the dark, dark pond, past the dark, dark tennis court and up to the dark, dark swings. The big skeleton and the little skeleton played on the swings. They threw a stick for the dog. Suddenly something happened. The dog skeleton chased the stick, tripped over a park bench, bumped into a tree, and ended up in a little pile of bones. "Look at that," the big skeleton said. "He's all come to pieces. What shall we do now?" "Let's put him together again," the little skeleton said. So the big skeleton and the little skeleton put the dog skeleton together again. They sang a song while they did it. The toe bones connected to the foot bone. The foot bones are connected to the leg bone. The leg bones are connected to the hip bone. The hip bones are connected to the back bone. Then they got mixed up. "Is that a toe bone?" said the little skeleton said. "Where does this one go?" said the big skeleton. "Woofo! Oofa! Oofo!" They had finished the big skeleton. When they had finished, the big skeleton said, "That dog looks a bit funny to me." "So he does," said the little skeleton. "He's got a tail on the one end and his head." "Whoa," said the dog skeleton. At last, the dog was properly put back together again. The big skeleton and the little skeleton sang another song. These bones can bark again. They can run around in the park again. They can fight some people in the dark again. The big skeleton scratched his skull. "That reminds me," he said, "we forgot to frighten somebody. Let's do it on the way home then," said the little skeleton. "Good idea," the big skeleton said. So the big skeleton and the little skeleton and the dog skeleton and the left the dark, dark springs and went into the dark, dark town to try to frighten somebody. The trouble was there wasn't anybody and everybody was in bed. Even the policemen in the police station were in bed. Even the animals in the zoo. Of course, the skeleton animals were awake. "Squeak, squeak, squeak, squeak!" Snort. "Let's have a ride on the elephant skeleton," the little skeleton said. "Let's have a word with the parrot skeleton." The big skeleton scratched his skull. "Let's keep out of the way of the crocodile skeleton," he said. When they were back in the street and when they could not find anybody to frighten, the big skeleton said, "What shall we do now?" The little skeleton scratched his skull. "Let's frighten each other," he said. "That's better than nothing." "Good idea," the skeleton said. As the giraffe said, "Bye-bye." So after that, the big skeleton frightened the little skeleton, and the little skeleton frightened the big skeleton. The big skeleton and the little skeleton frightened the dog skeleton, and the dog skeleton frightened them. They hid around corners and frightened each other. They climbed up lampposts and frightened each other. They jumped out of dustbins and frightened each other all the way home. And that is how the story ends. On a dark, dark hill, there was a dark, dark town. In the dark, dark town, there was a dark, dark street. In the dark, dark street, there was a dark, dark house. In the dark, dark house, there was a dark, dark staircase. And in the dark, dark staircase, there was a dark, dark cellar. In the dark, dark, dark cellar, some skeletons lived. They still do. The end. My name is Alice, and if you want to hear me talk about books, go on my podcast, Alice's Magical Podcast. Bye!
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that, and if you'd like to come in yourself, as I always say, get in touch with me on Twitter at GAAB Podcast, or email me on ghostaliensandbeyond@gmail.com. Now, as I said, they don't have to be your own stories. They can be ones you found online, ones you found in a book, one you've even wrote yourself. I do not mind. It doesn't have to be super scary. There's no pressure on you. So if you'd like to come along and have a go at this, get in touch. And as we always say,
stay spooky.
Well, that's the end. I hope you enjoyed that story. If you'd like to be a special guest and read a story yourself, contact us on Twitter at GAAB Podcast or email us on ghostaliensandbeyond@gmail.com. And remember, grab the popcorn, turn the lights off, and prepare to be scared on another episode of Ghost, Aliens, and Beyond.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network. This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.